Welcome back to the NFL Outsiders, a new podcast all about the NFL. Get ready to deep dive into the world of football through my eyes with exclusive interviews with my completely unqualified couch GM friends and the latest news from around the league. I'm Cody, and Brian's with me again.
What's up, Cody?
Oh, another day. Crazy, crazy kind of day, actually. There's a lot of signings specifically to today, but...
Yeah, it was kind of quiet all the way up until midday today, but...
Right.
Better than nothing. So,
right. And we took last week off. We were planning on the schedule being dropped on the 8th. That's what I looked up last time we were on, and they pushed it back a little bit. So, coming up with kind of a new idea for a podcast today. Yep. And it happens. So, if you want to take away kind of the signings, you can do that if you want.
Yeah. There wasn't any crazy signings. Chargers signed Bud Dupree. Two-year, $6 million. It's up to 10. I don't know what the details were, but that was just what was reported. The Cardinals signed Zay Jones, 1 year, up to 4.25. I'm not entirely sure what the base is. I didn't see that. But
gotcha.
Yeah, up to 4.25 mil. And then the Giants signed Allen Robinson, and I didn't see any terms or any part of that at all. I just saw that they signed him. So,
right. That has to be a really low contract. I think he signed for like the minimum last year with the Steelers.
I kind of assumed it was probably a vet minimum.
That might have been the year before.
Yeah. He hasn't put together any.
Yeah. And then the bigger news for today was the Antoine Winfield Jr. extended for the Bucks. 4 years, $84 million.
Big money.
Whatever, 20, 21 a year. That is big money, especially for safety. And then Jared Goff.
I thought for sure he was going to walk or end up walking, but yeah.
Right. Four-year, $212 million and $170 of it guaranteed. So, 53,
Lions,
I believe,
put
is what
a
I
lot of eggs in just a few baskets. And
yeah, who did they pay? Sewell, and who was the other guy? Amon-Ra St. Brown this offseason, plus Goff. So kind of nuts.
Yeah. I've been pro Goff the last couple of seasons, but it's a lot of money.
It is.
I'm never going to be mad that these guys get paid well, even though I think it's a gross. They just get paid a gross amount regardless, but yeah. I'm not going to say I'm mad at him for getting all that money, but it is a lot of money. So hopefully it works out, I guess, but.
Yeah, can't rip him for taking his money when it's there. And it's when you look at him, though, it's like you're in the terms of being highest paid quarterback now. And it's you're like, oof. Now we'll see how well the Lions can manage or how well the Lions are built to withstand, like you said, paying three big guys now.
Yeah, I'm also kind of curious how they have it set up, if it's going to be like super front-loaded, back-loaded, or how they did it so that it doesn't cost the rest of their team, you know. But
right. Yeah, well, if they're smart, they front-loaded it because they don't got a lot of contracts right now. So
That's what I assume they did, but who knows?
Right. Yeah. I think the next thing we wanted to bring up was like the top remaining free agents kind of by position group here. I'll read off, I guess, the QBs to start or Ryan Tannehill, Trevor Siemian, PJ Walker. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. I really can't think of a team that's out there looking for a quarterback.
Right.
And if there is, there's really not a whole lot there.
Right. You can argue Ryan Tannehill is serviceable and the rest is it's rough.
Yeah, serviceable is the best way to put it. Trevor Siemian, you don't put him on the field.
No.
It just doesn't work. PJ Walker, it's the same thing. He's a little bit more exciting, but yeah.
Right.
Not
now
anything serviceable.
Right. I'm gonna look up like who the Steelers have. There's some teams that are kind of deep. At quarterback?
Steelers got,
Fields, Wilson, and do they still have, like, Devlin Hodges or something?
No, I think they have Allen. I want to say I saw a picture of
Kyle
Allen
Allen.
there.
Yeah, Kyle Allen. You got it. Nice job.
But yeah, I don't know, because there's, I'm sure you probably heard it, there's rumors around that Fields might return kicks for them.
Yeah, I don't remember if we touched on it last week or not, but I kind of get it if they're forcing you to return it, and he's an electric runner. Like, if you can get him going and then a throwback to the other side, like, it's kind of like a set play on the kickoff.
Well, the other side's going to be Cordarrelle Patterson.
Right. But if you're also just the kickoff guy, don't you just
get it? But at the same time, yeah, I don't really know. Because it, in theory, yeah, you kick it and everybody will go right towards the ball, but that's not how kickoff works. You're, even from high school and middle school football, you're taught, here's your lane, you cover it. Once you get close and you know it's contained, then you go. You don't just, everybody goes to the one spot. It's not Little League baseball when everybody chases after the ball, you know?
Right. No, but I totally agree.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I
bet you they tried. See, and that's like, bet you, they'd like to try it before they do it in the season, but I don't know if you give that play away. It's got to be something you're setting
up. Yeah, that'd probably be a practice.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be something they have in their back pocket and only use it when they think they absolutely have to.
Right.
So,
knowing them, it's going to be week one because that team's going to struggle.
Yeah. Well, so. I don't know exactly the Steelers' tendencies, but I think Mike Tomlin's not afraid to do stuff like that pretty early, too. If he feels like he wants to show something, I think he'll just go out and do it. But
right. If you got a chance to win the game, win the game. Doesn't matter what week it is.
Exactly.
Running backs, we had Delvin Cook, Cam Akers, Melvin Gordon, Latavius Murray, Kareem Hunt, Matt Breida, Jerick McKinnon. Kind of older dudes outside of Akers.
Yeah, it did at least interest me, though. There's, I guess I'll continue using the word serviceable. Delvin Cook, you know, if you can get him in the right spot, he can do just fine. Same with Akers. It pretty much is the thing for all of these. I guess the one guy in my mind that sticks out a little more is Kareem Hunt.
Right. And I think he was a free agent last year, too, later. And then the Browns just sweeped in right before the season started and picked him up again. Or maybe it was right after Chubb got hurt, they picked him up. I can't remember.
I think it was right after Chubb got hurt, they just said, screw it, and picked him up because he was a plug and play right away. He knew the offense.
Right. And looking at the list, it's four former Vikings running backs on there. Cook, Akers, Murray, McKinnon. So watching our backfield kind of just be there. Wide receivers.
Guess, unless you had other notes, but receivers. No. This is where it was kind of interesting to me because, like, there's such a variety of names where it went Michael Thomas, Hunter Renfrow, Zay Jones actually just got picked up, I believe. I think I said that earlier. But McCole Hardman, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, Ben Skronik, Corey Davis, and Julio Jones. I don't know. None of these guys really jump off the paper at me.
Julio Jones is just probably the best name there.
Yeah, Thomas is. I consider a one-trick pony and is never able to play. Renfrow just kind of got pushed out of his own spot. So I think he kind of got screwed. So I don't really hold that against him. McCole Hardman.
Speed.
Marcus Valdes-Scantling, former Packer. I was happy to see him walk. I tend to use the term one-trick pony a lot, but he was exactly what I hate a receiver. Go route and nothing else. That's exactly what he did. But
and he misses the goal route half the time.
Yeah. He'll drop wide open. Not that I would be able to do it, but you're paid to do it. I'm not.
There's a reason the Chiefs didn't bring you back.
Ben Skowronek, or however you pronounce his last name, I can never do it. That one interests me. He's one of those interesting guys. I'm blanking on his name. He reminds me kind of like the one Packer receiver Aaron Rodgers brought up from the practice squad because he really liked him, and then he ended up getting cut like right after he publicly said that he really likes him on the team. But
I know, yeah, I remember who you're talking about. Forgot his name too, but
he plays, another I guy think that he got recently kind of played for the Bills, but yeah,
right. He's
yeah,
Skronik's the yeah kind of got screwed out of there with Nacua just lighting it up last year, and he still got Cooper Kupp. So
yeah, that's a guy if you found the right team, right, opening, someone right. That's looking for a role. I don't want to say a role player, but someone that's able to, you're not going to be the number one, probably not the two, but you can be a solid three receiver. You can get out there and actually get touches. I think it would be.
Right.
Interesting.
Another guy I think could be a sneaky pickup for the Vikings again. I mean, we did the same thing with Brandon Powell, who's kind of the same thing, but Kevin O'Connell probably coached Skowronek at the Rams, have a connection, knows kind of the offense. Vikings only really have two receivers.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Corey Davis.
Didn't he retire at one point?
I'm not sure.
But, and Julio's just
old. And then, he's one of those guys. I'm like, at this point, you just got to hang it up.
Right.
You're getting to the point where it's just like, you can limp your way out there. You might get a couple of catches, but is that really what you want?
But, he didn't look bad last year. He was just like the seventh option on the Eagles offense.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, moving on to the tight ends. You had Logan Thomas, Robert Tonyan, Jimmy Graham, and Mercedes Lewis. So how I said the running backs were the old Vikings. This is the old Packers right here.
Three former Packers.
Right. Tonyan, Graham, and Lewis. And I mean, Graham and Lewis are just old. So
yeah, Lewis. I was kind of hoping Lewis would retire a Packer or at least end his career there. He was awesome. He was great. He's obviously massive. He was essentially almost like a jumbo package, but he could still go catch the ball. So you couldn't cheat the system a little bit. You had to play it, proper. So if you had everybody bail right away and try and blitz, he could just, slip out. And if we're in the red zone, get a little touchdown pass. Whatever he wants to run, but Jimmy Graham, that's another name. It's just odd. I don't know.
He came out of retirement last year.
But he had some off the field, I believe, issues, but I don't want to touch base on that.
I can't remember if it was a health problem or if it was something else.
Yeah. And then Bobby Tonyan. I knew the Packers weren't going to keep him because he didn't deserve big money. But watching him and Lewis go to Chicago last year, I was like, that just leaves such a sour taste in my mouth. But that's what former Packers do, is go to either the Vikings or the Bears. So
Right. Yeah, that is. It's pretty funny how fast they flip around. So
yeah.
O linemen, I guess specifically O tackles: Donovan Smith, Bakhtiari, T.J. Humphries, Jason Peters, Charles Leno, Chris Hubbard, Billy Turner. Nothing kind of too crazy. Donovan Smith ain't bad. I mean, Super Bowl with the Chiefs for whatever, three of them. So very serviceable guy. He knows what he's doing. Bakhtiari's old, really hasn't played much. Jason Peters is old. Charles Leno is old. Turner's been around the league.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. The ones that obviously jump off the page for me, Bakhtiari. I just want to know who's going to end up taking the chance on him.
Right.
Because you know, obviously it's always the Jets, the Jets. I just don't think that that's going to be the case.
Since they drafted an offensive lineman, no way.
Yeah. So I just, it's hard to really think. In my mind, it might come down to the mid-season injury, and if he thinks he's good to go and can pass a physical, then he gets signed somewhere, but yeah. I don't know. Then Billy Turner, just former Bison and former Packer. So
yeah.
Also former Bison, signed with Packers today. Spencer Waggy. Yeah. Roll Herd.
Yes. Guards, Dalton Reisner, Bill Haynes, Greg Van Rotten. There is like nothing left there outside of Reisner.
Slim pickings is what that is. Right. You're in need of a guard, you're kind of SOL.
Yeah. The Vikings need one, but I have a feeling Reisner's coming back. I don't blame him.
Just might need for holding out him a little more.
Right. And maybe he's just like, I don't want to go to mini camp, so I'll take a couple extra weeks off. So
yeah, exactly.
Can't blame him either for that. But I mean, we gotta have a hand up with him, I would think. Like, he's been here, unless he hated his time here, but I can't imagine you do, because in all those offseason polls, the Vikings always rank high in that. So
yeah, I don't think that was the case.
Right.
I imagine he probably just doesn't want to go to camp. He knows the offense. He's like, screw that, and then get a little bit extra money because they're in need and just go from there.
Right. Yeah, so maybe the Vikings are waiting to see what Jefferson's contract ends up being, and then you turn around and pay the guard. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Go ahead with the centers.
Center, Connor Williams, Mason Cole, Lucas Patrick, Connor McGovern, Scott Quisenberry, and Nick Gates.
Honestly. I think Quisenberry and Cole were former Vikings. I think Quisenberry played for us last year when Bradbury was hurt.
Yeah.
Except I thought it was right. David Quisenberry, so maybe it's somebody else. Who knows?
I'm not sure. If I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really know any of these guys. So
McGovern's all right. Connor Williams is good. That was the Dallas center.
Gotcha.
Mason Cole's fine. Yeah, not much there, be honest with you. Yeah, even the edges, looking at the edges here, they're all pretty old too. Manuel Agba, Yannick Ngakoue, Carl Larson, Jerry Hughes, Charles Harris, Tyus Bowser. Holy man. Tongue twister here. Bowser, Marquise Haynes, Rasheem Green, Marcus Golden, Shaq Lawson. All older names, honestly. Yeah.
It's just weird getting to the point where it's some of those guys that we have watched for a long time that were staples that are now just kind of those older guys that are, you know,
right,
trying to make their career extend a little bit and know that they can't necessarily put their body out. You know,
right,
be full board like they used to, but
yeah. For sure. Yeah. D-line, that's even more. Yeah. Calais Campbell, Hassan Ridgeway, Lawrence Guy, Brian Moan, and Linval Joseph.
So, big old Linval.
Dude, I miss him. When he was
here,
insane.
He knows how to swallow up a whole entire offensive line. So
he fucking is the size of the whole entire offensive line.
Yeah, so
still remember when that
was interesting to see him
fumble. He got that fumbles running down, gets to the freaking end zone or whatever, falls over, needs help up, gets to the sidelines, taking gas with the normal size sunglasses, but on his head look like kids' sunglasses. Yeah. You're like, Jesus Christ,
they're about to break, they're just busting out,
looking, going out, barely covered his eyeballs, and his head in his helmet, like, doesn't look like it fits. It's like chin
it, like,
sticking below
it. Like, doesn't
it.
Have like, any ooh. Padding. It's just like one the of those shell. Like third and fourth grade football. You gotta
the Halloween
figure out whose
helmet.
Pads can go on whose, and
yeah.
Moving on to linebackers, it was pretty slim. Shaq Leonard, Zach Cunningham, Kwon Alexander, Josh Woods.
Right. Shaq Leonard, not bad. Just, I don't know what happened to him. He fell off the face of a planet. Biggest name right when he came into college or out of college into the NFL. Call him the maniac. He was all over the place. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, we caught him midseason. You're like, what? Like, why would you do that? Zach Cunningham, another guy. Been around good. Kwon Alexander's fast, was good when he came in, and I was like, okay, what happened here?
Oh, I don't know. Linebacker is one of those positions I feel like now it's they just rotate so quickly unless you have Fred Warner or
Bobby Wagner,
those guys,
right?
Yeah, well, even Bobby Wagner now, but that's, he's up there in age, so.
Right, that's what I'm arguing. Like,
yes, if it was a few years ago, but yeah.
Right, I mean, he's still signing and still playing with teams that, I mean, you'd think he would have been retired by now. I mean, I think he did retire and then came back to the Rams. So, yeah, I think he signed with the Commanders, I think, this offseason. Stayed with Dan Quinn, was his original defense coordinator out in Seattle when they had the Legion of Boom. So,
yeah.
Be fun to see him out there trying to light
Washington.
It up.
Yeah, we'll see how that Washington team turns out. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But,
corners, Xavien Howard, Adoree Jackson, Stephon Gilmore, Steven Nelson, Patrick Peterson, J.C. Jackson. There's decent names there, actually. There's corners that can still play.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, I still think, can do it. J.C. Jackson has moments. Definitely can still play. Yeah. I mean, Patrick Peterson's definitely lost a couple steps. Dory Jackson's still young. Gilmore's on that fence of about to fall off.
Yeah, I think Xavien Howard is kind of the main one that I would pick out on this list. He hasn't had the last couple of seasons haven't been great, but he just, in my opinion, has the most gas left in the tank. The rest of them,
right.
You know, might be good pieces for a young team that has, you know, a couple of younger guys that really need to be taught the ropes, you know, more of a player's coach type of thing.
Right.
Just be viable. Never know. But right. Yeah.
And then the safety position, which I think is crazy to see some of these names just sitting here. Justin Simmons, Eddie Jackson, Micah Hyde, Quandre Diggs, Jamal Adams, Kareem Jackson, Terrell Edmonds, Rudy Ford, and Adrian Amos. I know some of them are older, but there's some names there, man.
Yeah, I'm really interested because the Green Bay, obviously, because I don't mean to keep hitting Green Bay, but obviously that's who I follow. I highly expected them to go after another one of these guys if they were able to get a decent deal out of it. Mainly being Justin Simmons or Micah Hyde. I didn't expect Simmons to be cheap, so I really didn't expect that to be a reality at all. Hyde started his career in Green Bay, so I thought that might have been an option. But, yeah, seeing some of these names here is crazy. Rudy Ford, he just got done with the Packers. Adrian Amos, who was a year or two removed from being a Packer.
Do you think there's a chance that you bring back a Rudy Ford or an Adrian Amos late, right before preseason?
Not Rudy Ford, I don't think.
Okay.
Amos, maybe. We did just get three guys in the draft, one being like pretty much a box, or I don't know, just more of your standard safety. Free safety or strong safety, you can put them at either. Keaton Oladapo out of Oregon State. The other two being Bullard and Williams, they can play slot. They can play both safety positions. They can kind of do whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. You could bring them in. I guess I would have to look at the depth chart. But
right. Okay. Yeah, and I guess the only other news was Jamal Adams was rumored to kind of signing back with Seattle, knowing that they're strapped for cash, but taking a minimum contract, but not at safety, but at linebacker.
That's what he should have done a long time ago.
Well, to be fair, if they had Bobby Wagner there, it's kind of tough to play middle linebacker when you got a Hall of Fame guy playing middle linebacker in front of you.
Well, he's not going to be a middle linebacker. That's the thing.
You don't think so?
Or... He'll be. I'm trying to think. He would be like one of the third down guys that would come in like a nickel package or something weird like that, where they would have, you know, extra guys out there that can cover the field. He wouldn't be a every down type of linebacker, in my opinion.
Oh, I'd play him every down.
You never know.
I'd play him every down. He's faster than most linebackers. He knows how to cover. He's just playing safety in a shallower spot.
Maybe as a line, he would probably be a decent coverage guy for a linebacker, but yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And he's big enough. Yeah. I mean, he's brought safety blitzes and stuff. It's not like he's worthless, so I don't know. And I mean, Bobby Wagner's gone, so you're filling some hole. That's my thought. He knows the defense. Yeah. I don't know. I just like speed at middle linebacker. If you got a guy that can fly over and can hit like Jamal Adams can, just let him freaking play. Figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what I wanted.
If it were to work, I think it'd be really entertaining.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
to quickly recap, Packers safeties. So they have Bullard and McKinney as our top two guys. I don't think that would change at all. Evan Williams and Zane Anderson as our two. I don't really know. They have Keaton Oladapo as a third string guy, but that's because he is hurt. Right. He broke his toe at the combine. I don't know if you saw that, but
I didn't see that.
Broke his toe at the combine and then did all his drills with a broken big toe. And it's like, Christ. Well, hopefully that was enough. And then got surgery the following week. But then, the guys that I have question marks about basically being Zane Anderson, Anthony Johnson Jr., who was a pick from last year, and Tyler Coyle. So with time, he'll tell. But, yeah, maybe there's a possibility of one of those guys coming back or just coming depth, to the team, thought. I should say. Right. Micah Hyde, I think it'd be awesome if Micah Hyde came back. It all depends on what he wants money-wise. But I just think that would be fantastic because he was a big name that Packer fans were really upset to see walk, especially because he played well.
Right. That was that stretch of safeties that you guys had that were just insane.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Lots of names out there for safety. Just all kind of depends on what you want your safety to be used for.
Right. Also shows you how much of a youth movement there is at safety.
I kind of view it as like the running back of the defense. People don't really care to pay them. And then they're just like, whatever, we'll just draft another one.
Which is funny you say that, because then you go look at like the Harrison Smiths, or Antoine Winfield just got paid $21 million a year to go do it. And it's like, just to, like you said, depends how you use them. Sometimes they're valuable. Mm-hmm. I mean, Harrison Smith is the best player on our defense, game record. Harrison Smith, Antoine Winfield's the same way.
Even as a division rival, it's always been fun to watch Harrison Smith play because he is just a missile out there.
Yep.
And he's just fun to watch. He's not about all the bells and whistles. He just wants to do his thing, get it over with. And he's very good at his job. So it's very entertaining to watch.
It's my favorite player. That's my football jersey. I got Harrison Smith's jersey. So love to hear it.
Yeah, that's not a bad one to have for one of those ugly purple rags. So
no. Declined fifth year options. Me and you were kind of talking. There's 13 of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I just kind of thought about this because it was interesting because of the Packers. And obviously that's what I follow. That's what made me think of this. But go ahead. I will let you take it from the top.
Yeah, me and you were talking about it. And we're like, there's 13 of them. We're like, man, like 13, I know it's over a third of the draft. And you're like, it's getting pretty close to half. And you're like, man, but you always would think there'd be more than half of them decline. Not saying that they're just not going to re-sign with the team, just in general, there's stuff that happens. I mean, we can go down the list. I think you put it in kind of pick order from when they were drafted.
Yeah, it was by pick.
Right. So starting at the top, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, that's your second and third overall in the draft. And they're declined. So you're like, oh, crap. Like, just starting there, you're like, this isn't going to be. Both
traded, too.
Right. Both traded. I mean, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, there's your top four. Declined 5th years, all the earliest picks. And I believe Mac Jones was like 15th or somewhere in there. So
like that.
All four traded. All four didn't get options picked up reasonably because I think the QB picked up rate or their contract is like $25 million or something like that for their 5th year, which for any of them sounds outrageous right now.
Yeah.
Then you go down to Xavier Collins. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. One of which being Zach Wilson couldn't consistently stay on the field, not because of injury, but something between him and his coaching. I don't think he was good, so that obviously has something to do with it. But you know, right.
I mean, Mac Jones can't stay on the field. Trey Lance
literally was never on the field.
Yeah,
Justin Fields was always a question mark. Mac Jones just wasn't very good. So
you got benched too. Yeah. Yeah, Xavier Collins, believe for the Cardinals. Alex Leatherwood got released in like 2022, so that was gone. Jamion Davis, I don't even remember who this dude was. I don't remember what team. Okay, glad it's not just me. I'm like, I saw you put it there. I'm like, huh? Who?
Yeah,
I don't even know if he plays offense or defense.
Question mark.
Okay. Kadarius Toney, Caleb Farley, Najee Harris, Peyton Turner is another name. I'm like, who? Sounds like a Northwestern guy. I don't know. Eric Stokes,
Jamin Davis was a linebacker for Washington.
He was out of Kentucky. No? Yeah?
Not sure. Let me look. Yes, Kentucky.
Yeah, okay. I remember the guy now. I remember it. And now that you said linebacker, I'm like, oh, that was the draft that the Kentucky linebacker that nobody knew was going in the first round went. Okay, that makes sense. Kadarius Toney makes sense. Traded, drops the ball on Patrick Mahomes. You ain't getting another contract. See you bye. Caleb Farley, Tennessee corner, Najee Harris, running back. That one was surprising. I think that's the most surprising one.
That one surprised me quite a bit because I don't think it was Najee Harris's fault that he just didn't have a good last couple of seasons. I don't think he did anything that necessarily.
But he's had three straight 1,000-yard years. So, like, he really hasn't had a bad year.
No, and I shouldn't say a bad year.
Right.
I would have to look at it. But there was one year that they were like, oh, he fell off or whatever. I'm like, well, this guy's 2 or 3 years into the league. Give him a break.
His yards per carry is really, really bad. For how many carries he gets, he just gets a lot of carries, which puts him over the 1,000 yards every year. Plus, there's 17 games.
Yeah.
So.
But when you have Kenny Pickett throwing the ball, the defense knows it's going to be a run first offense.
That is my argument.
It wasn't. I don't put that on him.
Nope, not at all. Peyton Turner, Eric Stokes, and then Joe Tyron, another guy I've never heard of. I don't know.
Yeah,
sounds like an offensive line.
Yeah, Eric Stokes. Eric Stokes is one. Obviously, he hasn't been able to stay on the field. That. I think that's pretty much the only reason why he's on, or that his 5th year option got declined. It's because of that. You know, like you had mentioned earlier, why pay him more if he could potentially come back for cheaper? Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. But I still think he can be a viable corner. I just think whatever issues need to get resolved in. Yeah, I guess I can see it go both ways.
Right.
I just hope that he turns it around, keeps healthy, and goes and plays well.
Right. And for you guys listening, my argument was if the cornerback, whatever 5th year option is, let's just say 15 mil, I know that's probably really high, but and then you can turn around and go pay him 11 mil a year on a 3 or 4 year deal. Why pay him 15 mil for that 1 year? So that's what he's saying. Yeah. Not saying that they're giving up on him. It's just they're not extending the contract. It's not. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird spot to put some of these teams in. So I mean,
especially because he is listed as our
Number two corner.
Other starting corner. Right. He is one of our starters. But yeah, when we have Carrington Valentine, Keyshawn Nixon is listed as number two right side corner. But again, he's just kind of a slot guy. And then Kalen mm-hmm. King is right behind him, who I think is going to be, I think he's going to find a way onto the field personally, but we'll see what happens. Right. So, but
yeah,
there's guys behind him that can play.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just say, hey, prove it this year. We'll give you a new contract. Just prove it. So, yeah. Some other news around the league were Bears naming Caleb Williams week one starter. I don't even know if that's news at this point. I
don't think it's news. But
Tyson Bagent, like, do they think they're playing Tyson Bagent for a couple weeks or what?
Yeah, no one thought that he wasn't going to, but still just don't think that he's going to be all that good. It's not just because it's the Bears. Oh,
bless you.
Excuse me. Bless sorry, you. Guys.
You're good. I think he'll be good year one, or kind of good, or show glimpses at least. And then all their contracts that they've built up are going to start to hit. And it's like, you have to like produce. And that's when it's going to get tough. So
I don't know. I could see it be like a Mitchell Trubisky thing where he has one or two years where it's like, oh, this guy's a genius. This guy's so good. And then all of a sudden it's just like, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah. Vikings got the best undrafted free agent. I think we kind of talked about this last podcast. Gabriel Murphy. Yep. Signed him to a 3-year, $2.83 million contract.
And then I think they also gave him like a massive signing bonus.
Right. But if you know we're so weak at edge that you just kind of know that he's going to be around or you're not going to cut him. Why not? It doesn't matter at that point. We did the same thing with Ivan Pace last year. Look how well that worked out. So I don't go around thinking, oh my God, the Vikings, what the hell are we doing giving this much money to undrafted free agents? Because Brian Flores' defense, man, is crazy. Like, I think that's the reason we got him. I mean, you go look at Brian Flores' defense, you're like, put me in. I'll figure it out. Let me play.
I thought it was a great deal because he should have been drafted. That's a guy that should have been drafted, and there's no reason why he didn't. I don't know why.
There's a lot of times you hear agents after like the sixth round say he's supposed to be drafted, and they're like, you know what? Just don't get drafted. You can pick where you get to go then. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it was something like that where they're just like turned down getting drafted. I don't know how that all works. Do you say, no, I'm not showing up? I don't get how that all works, but
yeah, I don't know.
Might have been a scenario like that.
Who knows?
A leak this morning was the Chiefs Ravens to open the season. I believe it's at Arrowhead. It usually seems to be at the reigning Super Bowl's place Thursday night.
That'll be a fun game to watch, though.
Hell yeah.
I hope so badly that Lamar Jackson and whatever disgusting potent offense they have just absolutely blows the door off of Arrowhead.
Right.
Like, I hope it's not even close.
You remember last year to start the season, right? You remember what it was?
I don't remember who it was, but I remember they got dummied.
It was Lions Chiefs. Lions blew the freaking doors off them. I remember I was like, holy shit, the Lions are real. Like, and then, of course, Lions lost like two or three straight right after. But yes, they got dummied game one, and it was like, holy crap. Like, are we seeing something? So, like you said, this is to open the season. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes with who the fuck knows that wide receiver. And then here comes Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And if you don't have a defense that is willing to tackle, you are going to get ran over all night.
it'll be a true test right away. but I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a fun game to watch.
Yes, it will. And then some other things kind of around training camp that we've heard, which I don't know how much of all this is true, but Jerod Mayo coming out saying Drake May has a lot to work on. I think that's just his way of saying, hey, we're not going to watch him play this year. It's going to be, I can't remember who that, I think they have Jacoby Brissett or something like that.
Yep.
So
well, it's just like,
it's just their way of,
you got a,
right.
You got a quarterback out of UNC. Yeah. He's going to have a lot to work on.
Right.
Here's your reality.
Right. And I mean, I think it was just their way of trying to, right. I think it's just their way of trying to get the fans to be like, hey, he isn't playing week one. Just get that in your head. I think that's all it is.
Yeah.
Bo Nix impressing early at camp. I mean, when you're lining up next to Ben DiNucci and who was the other one? Jared Stidham? Yeah, Zach Wilson. Did they let go of Ben DiNucci or was it Jared Stidham? I can't remember. Let go of one of them. But when you're lining up next to...
I think DiNucci got let go.
Got let go. So when you're lining up to Zach Wilson... And I just said his name. It's not Jared Stidham, I think.
Yeah.
Or was he a free agent? No.
I'm pretty sure it's Stidham. You're thinking of Simeon.
Jared Stidham. Yep, I was getting them confused. And they both played for Denver, so that didn't help me. But Jared Stidham, yeah. If you're lining up the next two, you better impress, especially being Drake May, or not Drake May, Bo Nix, and you've started for six freaking years in college.
Yeah.
He's the same age as Zach Wilson. He should look good.
Yeah.
It's not like
I'm you got something. I'm pro Bo Nix personally, so
I liked him.
I don't think that like Sean necessarily Payton, a big surprise.
I hate Sean Payton, but I don't mind Bo Nix.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. You never know.
Right. And then you had, I think, two questions here that you maybe wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of which was I saw I'll just look up randomly NFL news and rumors type stuff. And one of which was they kind of, I don't remember the exact topic, but it was about Kyle Pitts. And I just feel like Kyle Pitts was hyped up so much, even more than Brock Bowers, that he was just going to be this generational talent. And then he's played well, but he really hasn't lived up to the hype. And I think that with how they're bringing people in, it's just kind of burying him more and more. And I just don't think he's ever really going to live up to that draft type.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite of you. That coach / coordinator, Arthur Smith, he was so freaking bad at his job that last year they had their backup tight end get more targets than Kyle Pitts. That's a scheme thing. That isn't Kyle Pitts not figuring it out. That's just dumb to me. Like, you have Drake London, you have Kyle Pitts. I don't remember who they hired this offseason at all, actually, as their coach.
It was their former linebacker. I'm blanking on his name. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. He's a defensive guy, but that's fine. If they get a system, and it's Kirk Cousins throwing the ball now, it's not Desmond Ridder or Mariota, which also did not help freaking Kyle Pitts.
No.
I Kirk loves the tight ends. I mean, look at how much Hockenson lit it up the first week coming to Minnesota after a trade. I think this is going to, I mean, you're going to see it here this year. It's either life or death for Kyle Pitts, but if they scheme him right, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, they got weapons around the outside now to just open up Kyle Pitts and just let him play, man. And you got a guy that's going to give you the ball and he's not going to put you in a bad spot.
Yeah.
So,
and like I said, I don't think that it's a question of his talent. I think he's really, really talented, really just a crazy athlete.
Right.
It's just getting put in the right spot, right situations. And clearly that was not the case before, but we'll see coming up now. So,
you got a quarterback that can go past read two now. So, that should help.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I think you had one more if you wanted.
The last one I had. Yeah, the last one I had was are we more likely to see one of the early quarterbacks in the draft or a mid to late rounder succeed? If so, who do you think would be the one?
It's To me, it's more a fit. I don't know if it matters where you're drafted. It's if you go to the right pick, right?
Oh, like yeah, and it doesn't have to be right. For that team.
Right. And I mean, like, are you most likely to see one of the – I mean, Patrick Mahomes is what? 10th pick? Second quarterback off the board? I mean, look at how much that worked out for you. What, Josh Allen was the 5th quarterback off the board in that draft? Lamar was the 6th quarterback in that draft? I don't know if it matters too much of where you're picked. Seems like more in the recent years that the kind of the guy that goes towards the end of the draft to a better team or end of the first round. I think that's kind of what we were talking about was first round. Or you're saying even later, but well, I'll stick to first round. Right. Yeah. I see it now. But I'll stick to just first round.
I was thinking more so versus like the top three guys that were taken. Versus like the Spencer Rattlers, it's Pratt, the guy that Green Bay picked up, even though he most likely won't be playing in Green Bay.
Right.
But you never know. That's what Green Bay wants to do is take a late round quarterback, develop him a little bit, trade him for higher assets, stuff like that.
But to me, those guys that seem to slip a little bit into the mid to late first round and they end up on a better team that's actually fit to and ready to win. Oh, those guys that you see kind of go right away and you're like, holy crap. Like when Josh Allen came in, I believe Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor was like, got his rib injected and missed or something. And then it's like, or that maybe that was with Herbert, but you know what I mean? It's just like, they get thrown in.
But yeah, it was Tyrod Taylor.
You're just like, holy crap. Like, look at this thing go and then never get their job back. Baker took over for, I don't remember who that starter was, but got hurt. Baker leads them to like their first win because they were so freaking bad. It was nuts. Let them back. Yeah. And you're like, all right, look at them go. I mean, Baker was the first overall pick. So, I mean, I don't know. It's so tough to like judge it. It's such a fit thing. But if you're talking, I guess, Rattler and like Jordan Travis, those are guys.
That was exactly the name I was expecting for you to bring up.
I love the Jordan Travis pick a lot. The Jets are building for the future. I know they're all kind of all in this year. But they're also trying to build underneath that all in. I know they went out, got whatever, 3 or 4 O-linemen on a 1-year deal. But they also drafted a guy for next year. He can see, you don't even got to play. He can sit and learn too. Jordan Travis was a 5th-round pick. There's no expectations coming on you as a 5th-round pick. But you're going to jump into a team that has the Garrett Wilsons, who has the Breece Halls. And you can just start building around. And all you got to do is pick up one guy here or there. And it's just hopefully just a plug-in. He's sitting behind Rodgers. You learn. That defense is going to carry him for years. All you got to do is maintain. So. Yeah.
But again, I guess we'll go back to the question. What do you see being more successful then? One of those late round guys or one of the top end guys?
I mean, you always have to say the top end guys. They just get more chances. Whether it's fair or not. I mean, you go look at like Jaren Hall for the Vikings was a 3rd-round pick. What did we give him? 3 games this year? He's done. You're not going to see him again in the NFL. Not saying that's fair. Not saying he didn't have a chance, but he got 3 games. That's it. And who knows? If Kirk didn't get hurt, you wouldn't have seen him this year. He'd still be on our team.
Yeah.
So
probably be starter going into this.
You never know. I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, Kirk's a 3rd-round guy. They drafted RG3 in the same draft. You see it. The Derek Carr is a 2nd-round pick. Jalen Hurts is a 2nd-round pick. You see it more and more of where, I mean, Brock Purdy's a 7th-round pick, for God's sakes. I mean, that's the most extreme one recently, but if you can, it's all about when you get your chance and like how well that team around you is, I guess. But it's kind of nice in the NFL now. It's a little bit of everybody gets a chance to try it, and you've seen almost every position kind of succeed.
Yeah. In my opinion, I could see Bo Nix. I see Bo Nix is Yeah, I don't see Bo Nix blowing everything out of the water. What I was going to say is I could see him being successful enough to keep the job, being able to keep the team somewhat relevant, not be a real big contender, probably third, maybe second place in that division, but just good enough to stay around, I guess. And
Right.
then I don't know. Williams, I don't see. I just still think it's the Bears. They're going to find a way to screw it up. And I don't think that he was all that good to begin with, in my opinion. Or at least not worth the hype, I should say. He was good. I
Right.
will say that. But May, I wasn't high on. Daniels, I wasn't high on.
I think Daniels is going to light it up. He's kind of that new age NFL quarterback. Explosive with the legs, cannon of an arm. Just needs to be able to rein it in on the accuracy and he'll be able to figure it out. But to me,
Yeah,
it's just
I don't
that's the
know.
Lamar Jackson feel or the Justin Fields when they're on. Like if you could get Justin Fields' weapons and protection, he's gonna light it up. It's just Chicago, they didn't have that. Decision
Yeah.
making was also poor. But like if you're not dumb with the football and you can throw it 60 yards and you can also take off and beat almost everybody down the field, it's hard to guard them.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that there's no chance. I just
Right.
It's the Bears.
Right. Oh, I agree with you. I don't like the Caleb Williams thing at all. I like the J Daniels one more than anything. I thought he was the best. He had the highest upside for me coming out of the draft. Biggest unknown, but the highest upside. So.
Honestly, I wasn't high on really any of those top three guys. I liked McCarthy. I didn't think he was worth a top five pick, but
Right.
and I know he didn't go in the top five, but
I liked Bo Nix the most. He just
yeah.
had to go to the right scenario. And I don't think he did.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah, that's kind of all we kind of had to talk about there. But I did come up with some quizzes that you guys can kind of guess along as we go. I'll let Brian guess. Maybe once he sees what I'm doing, he can look one up and try to get me back. But I think I'm going to actually start this backwards than how I wanted to do it. I'm going to start with passing yards. So top 10 passing yards over the last 3 years.
Okay. Last 3 years.
Right. So it's mainly going to be who's been the healthiest
Yeah.
out of the biggest names.
Yes. I'm just
No, you're
I'm
good.
terrible with
Don't.
coming up with names on the fly as long as I have names in front of me. So you said passing yards in the last 3 years.
Yep. Yeah, I just pulled up
Would
a
a
list of.
Jared Goff be on that list?
That was one I thought you maybe would struggle with, but yeah, he is number four.
Jalen Hurts.
No, not even top 10.
I'm not
But you got to
necessarily
remember he
surprised by
runs.
that, but
Right.
yeah. Let's go
When you
with
hear the rest
Justin
of them,
Herbert.
yep, number three.
Let's go Kirk. Kirk's got to be on that list.
Nine, just because he was hurt. I think if he was
Nine.
healthy, he would have been top five, I think, if I
Yeah.
remember the numbers right. Would have been
Mahomes,
close.
obviously, Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's one and two. Mahomes one, Allen two.
I could see Lamar. Lamar sneaking on that list.
Lamar's not on it either.
No.
So those were kind of the two biggest names was the Jalen Hurts and Lamar.
Yeah. And I could see that.
I don't think either are a bad
Yeah,
guess,
I
just
just gotta have the list of starters here.
right. There's two that you should get for sure left.
Even though he was
Maybe
hurt, would Rodgers have made that list?
Rodgers isn't on either. That was
No.
injury related.
I
No,
was
I
gonna
mean,
say, I
he
was gonna
struggled that
s
last year in Green Bay and he missed a whole season.
Would
I
Burrow be
mean,
on
you know what I
the
mean?
list?
Burrow is on the list. That's one that I thought you would come up with. Even though he was hurt a lot, he's still on there.
Lawrence, would he have been on there?
Lawrence, yep, he's number seven. So Burrow is eight. Lawrence is seven. So you're missing 5, 6, and 10. I'll give you a hint after you get, well, I guess you got Rodgers wrong. I'll give you one hint here.
Geno Smith?
No.
No? I was going to say, I don't think he had started that long, but.
All of these guys have been in the league probably 8 years.
Stafford?
Stafford's 10. Now, the next two are a little bit younger. Neither are first-round picks.
Baker?
Nope.
Oh, neither are first-round.
I know, where there's a slight lag. Neither are first-round picks. I'm trying to think how else. Both play in the NFC now. One's been with the same team forever. One just got traded last. Maybe it wasn't traded. Signed with the team last year. America's team.
Real. Oh, Dak.
Yeah. Dak is six. The other one's tough. He played for the Raiders.
Derek Carr is five.
Derek Carr is five. That kind of surprised me. Yes. But then again, if you go look, Trevor Lawrence hasn't played. He was out a little bit last year. Joe Burrow's been hurt. Kirk's been hurt. Stafford's been hurt. So, like, everything kind of below him has been hurt. I think Derek Carr has played every game. So, kind of made sense a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to stick with the same category and go further out, or would you like to go down all the categories in the same amount of years?
Whatever your heart desires.
Since you got them all in your head, it's easier for you to think. Let's go. Passing yards over the last 5 years. So it's going to be a lot of repeated names, but there's going to be some coming in that you're that, like, holy crap.
That one, I got to go with Rodgers.
Rodgers still isn't on it.
Really? Stafford?
Really? Stafford's nine. The Rodgers not on it blew my mind. That's why I wanted to kind of do this more. I was like, not even in the last 5 years, he's not even top 10.
Are any of the guys retired?
Damn you. One.
Brady?
Yeah, six. Brady is sixth. He didn't even play the last, whatever, 2 years, and he's still sixth.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not even surprised.
I'm not surprised either, but like that Rodgers isn't on it, but Brady is. I know Rodgers missed practically last year, but
still, that is surprising. Right. Tannehill?
No.
Okay. That one was kind of a shot in the dark just because he has played.
Right. Not bad, but they just ran the ball with Derrick Henry. Think about almost every other name you just said on the line. Almost every single name. Outside of one.
So Lamar?
No, Lamar wasn't on the last one.
Herbert?
Herbert is 10.
Hurts?
Hurts is not on this one either.
I don't think this would be a name on there, but Kyler Murray?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think so.
You're going to laugh when you hear this.
So what do I have left? What do I have left here?
1 through 5, 7, and 8. Unless you want me to give you the ones from the last list. Yeah. I mean, think about who was
7 and 8.
Think about the 1 through 5 on the last list. It's almost the same names. It's almost in the same order.
Oh, I wasn't guessing the same names. So Mahomes, Allen.
Yep. Sorry. That was my bad. Mahomes is one. Allen is three.
Dak
is 7.
Tua be on there?
No.
Goff.
Goff is 2.
Kirk
is 5. So you're missing
Trevor Lawrence.
No, still, I think they're too young. I think they missed at the front of their career. One more was on the last list that you was kind of a Derek Carr's four. And then this one was good up until about 3 years ago, which is kind of surprising. Russell he's still Wilson. Here, but yeah, yep. Russell's eight. Okay, I'm going to go in the last 10 years now, passing yards. So think about almost the same
name. Rodgers has to be on this one.
Rodgers is on this one. That's why I was like, which way do I want to start this? Do I give you some of the names and then work backwards, or do I give you the younger names and work out? Rodgers is seven.
So 10 years? How many of these guys are retired? I'll start with that.
I don't want to give it to you, but four.
Okay, I wanted you to be able to Brady, Breeze.
Breeze is not on there. Brady's one. Breeze has been retired too long. I think he's been retired 5 years already. Ooh, it's got to be four because he'd be in the hall. Really? If it's five. The rest of these guys have played with... These have all played probably since Tom Brady was in the league.
Philip Rivers?
Yep, Rivers is eight. Don't overthink it.
Retired names. Man, I'm so bad with this sort of stuff. I just got to think about it.
We talked about a team earlier that's been struggling at quarterback probably since he left. Had Mariota. Not Tennessee, though.
Tannehill.
No, not Tennessee, though. Where did Mariota go after Tennessee?
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, that's number two. That's, as I said, don't overthink it. You got it.
Man, and then, pulling these names out is just...
We talked about this team, too. They might have a QB returning kicks this year.
Big Ben?
Yeah, Big Ben, number 10.
Surprised. So,
we got three through six and nine left, and they've all been names you said. I'll just kind of read them off because it's the same names. Derek Carr at three. Allen hasn't been in the league long enough. Mahomes isn't on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Carr at three, Stafford at four, Cousins at five, Wilson at six, Jared Goff at nine. So, anything kind of, the Derek Carr at three, four, and five, I think, on that list kind of shocked me the most.
Yeah. I agree.
Also Rodgers not being on the 5-3 year list. Kind of blew my mind.
The three year I understand just because
Not
playing all and of last season.
Right. Maybe the five for not playing. Again, same reason all of last year, but Brady was on it, so you're like, God damn.
Yeah.
Who knows? We can go to rushing yards over the last 3 years. This is a little tougher. I'll give you more hints.
All right. So top 10 rushers over the last 3 years.
Yep. I'm literally think of the biggest names you can. No. It's not a bad guess.
Derrick Henry.
That's one.
I would say Chubb, but I don't that because he was hurt last seven. Year. That wouldn't nope, make seven. Sense.
He was that good. He's seven. Oh yeah, I think he'd be number two if he didn't get hurt last year.
Is Eckler on there?
No, and I think it's just because he receives too much. You know what I mean?
Oh man. Got me blanking.
You got a Badger.
Big names. Melvin Gordon.
Not in the last three, but he'll probably be on the list later. But newer Badger. Colts.
Why am I blanking on this? Oh, Jonathan Taylor. Duh.
Yeah, he's number two.
Forget about.
Got a Bear. Guy played for the Bears and the Lions. Lions last year kind of lit it up. Iowa State guy.
Montgomery.
Yep. Nice pull. The rest, if you think about names that moved around this offseason.
Zeke? Think about running. I don't think he would be on there.
No, not this list. He'll probably be on the later one though. Who did you guys sign?
Moved around. No, Josh Jacobs. Yeah.
He's three. Another guy that moved around, Giants.
Saquon.
Eagles. Yeah. Guy went from Cowboys to the Titans.
Pollard.
Yeah, Pollard. Okay. Barkley was eight. Pollard's nine. Got a Panthers, then Niners running back.
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, six. Got a Bengals, now Texans running back.
Mixon.
Mixon's five. And the last guy we talked about earlier, and he didn't get his fifth year.
Najee Harris.
Yeah, Najee Harris is fourth in the last 3 years in rushing yards. Didn't get a fifth-year contract.
Man, the running backs really freaking stumped me. I was just
it's tough. Yeah, we can do running backs over the last 5 years, but I'll give you the ones that we've already said. How about that? Derrick Henry one, Josh Jacobs two, Nick Chubb three. So 1, 2, 3 is off the board. Missing 4 and 5, 6. Christian McCaffrey 7. David Montgomery 8. Joe Mixon 9. Jonathan Taylor 10. So you're missing the middle 3 there. You may or may not have guessed them either. Yep. Yep. That's a good way to do it. Zeke is 5.
Aaron Jones.
6. This is a gettable name too. Just think about guy that fell off the planet pretty much last year. You hated watching him run. He wore purple.
Oh, Dalvin Cook.
Yep, Dalvin Cook, number 4.
Yeah.
Yep. Over the last 10 years, running
backs are so forgettable.
Dude, it is, because they're only like a 5-year lifespan for the most part. Over the last 10 years, I'll give you the names again that we've already guessed. So Derrick Henry 1, Zeke at 2. I'm trying to highlight as I go, sorry. Nick Chubb at 6, Joe Mixon at 7, Delvin Cook at 8, McCaffrey at 9. So you're missing 3, 4, 5, and 10. They're going to be older names.
Obviously, any retired guys?
10 years. I don't know if they are retired or if they're retired in quotes, if you know what I mean. They're older. They're all older guys.
Just not playing. Yeah, right. Yeah, of course.
Just think of guys that went off. You may have, I think you've already guessed one for sure.
This is a weird one, but would AP be on that list?
No, but you're along the right lines on that one. AP's too old. But think of a guy that went off right after AP. I wanted that one to be last, but you're getting along though. Actually, you could go for another guy that played running back. Yeah,
it didn't give me much, honestly. I'm not connecting those dots.
He replaced AP and wore number 28 for the Vikings. Probably most known as a Raider. It's going to be kind of tough, actually. I think he was on our free agent list for running backs. Bigger guy.
McKinnon? No.
Close.
Bigger guy, right, you said?
Yep. Right initial for the last name.
Madison?
No. Latavius Murray?
Oh.
That one's tough. That is a tough one. I would never have been able to get that one. I know you've already guessed number 5 on this list. You guessed it for a team in powder blue.
Eckler.
But not Eckler. So who was before Eckler? Older guy. Badger.
Oh, Melvin.
Melvin's 5. Longtime Saint. turned Raven. Probably back to the Saints and then back to the Ravens. Before Kamara. I believe he's an Alabama running back. He might have even won the Heisman.
Gee dang, this one hurts.
Mark Ingram?
What'd you say?
Mark Ingram?
It was Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram's number three.
I guess he did play not all that long ago, but what?
Right. 10 years. And that's why I said it's 10 years ago. So you gotta remember this older names. This one's you're gonna laugh when you hear it because you're like, oh my god, I forgot this dude existed. Best running back in the league for probably 3 straight years, and then went to Atlanta and died. He's still like 28 years old.
Don't tell me this.
Played for an NFC West team. And it's not Marshawn.
Todd Gurley.
There you go. Todd Gurley, number 10. That one blew my mind the most, I think. I was like, holy crap, that dude's on the list.
Crazy. He only played like
3 years. I'm pretty sure it was like three good years, and that was it. Yeah.
I thought
that one blew my mind. Yeah. The Latavius Murray one was kind of wild, but he was good with the Raiders when the Raiders were nothing. Receiving yards over the last 3 years should be able to rip a decent chunk of this. Just think of anybody that's good in fantasy.
Yeah. Cup.
Cup is 9, and that's just based on injuries.
Does this include tight ends?
Yep. So yeah, I'll give you.
Would Kelsey be on the list?
I'll give you Kelsey. He's 10th.
Yeah. I'm assuming he's the only tight end on the list.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's the only one all the way up.
Devontae.
3.
Jefferson.
2.
Tyreek.
1.
Would Waddle make the list?
Nope. All Jamar Chase. Every receiver's on a different team. Yep. Jamar Chase is 7.
Okay, so what do I have right now? Run me through.
You got Hill, Jefferson, Adams, Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp, and Travis Kelce. So you got 4, 5, 6, and 8 left.
All right.
Think of all 3 of these guys play on teams that made the playoffs. All 4 of these guys are on teams that made the playoffs and were probably 12 wins or better or something like that, 11 wins or better. So pretty good teams.
Would Stephon Diggs be on there?
Yep, Diggs is 5. I know he had a bad year last year, but that just shows how good his last couple of years before that were.
Playoff teams. All right, I'm not going to be cheating here, but I need to.
Good. Just Google the team logos. That's what I would, just so you can see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was. All right. Let's see here.
The 3 left are all AJ Brown. Yep, AJ Brown, 6.
Amari Cooper?
No, that's not a bad game. That can't be a bad
game. That's AFC.
Right, but that's not, well, depending where he played. Obviously, he played for Cowboys at 1.2. It's not a bad game, though. Amon-Ra's 8, and you're missing number 4. Same draft as Jefferson. You must really hate this team because you forgot him on the QB list, too, America's team.
CD Lamb.
Yeah. That's that. Over the last 5 years, I'll again give you all the repeated names, which is almost all of them. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Travis Kelce, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson. So that's 1 through 6. 7's a new name. Cooper Kupp at 8, and 9 and 10 are new.
Okay.
So
any retirees? Said,
no, all playing. all still super good. All, I think, posted 1,000 yards last year. Not saying that they've had bad years before that, but they're all relevant. I'll give you the biggest. Yep, no repeated team still. Two of them have been traded around, though. And then one is the most consistent receiver to ever start a career.
Mike Evans.
Yep, Mike Evans is 10. And just so I go back, he was number 11 on the last list. So
that makes shows sense.
You that. Right.
So I got two guys left.
Two guys left. You already said one name. The other one is new.
I already said one name.
Yep. And you guessed, I'm trying to think. He played for the Raiders, the Cowboys, and the Browns.
Amari Cooper.
Yep. That's why I said that was a good guess. You were just, he must have just missed the last list because he put up 1,000-something last year. This guy's Panthers. NFC. Panthers, then Bears.
Panthers. God, why am I blaming? Oh, DJ Moore.
Steve Smith once said, "You're on my fantasy team. Who the hell are you?"
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years. Now, this is where I think is funny. Mike Evans, 1. So Mike Evans jumps all of a sudden. Kelsey, 3. Which blows. That's insane. Devontae, 5. Tyreek, 6. Stephon Diggs, 7. Amari Cooper, 8. And then 9 and 10 are also new. So you got 2 and 4 and 9 and 10. I will say number 10 is going to be tough.
9 and 10.
Nobody's retired. All were in the league last year. If you remember our quarterbacks, kind of how old they were. Keenan Allen's 9. Now stick along the same as that. If you think about how old some of those quarterbacks were, think about who was lighting it up with, like the Phillip Rivers and whatnot of the world. I know Keenan Allen was, but I don't want to say too many other quarterbacks.
Man.
The two biggest names of wide receivers growing up for you.
Jordy
Nelson? Middle school. Oh, okay, maybe not that far back, but like middle school, high school, young high school, maybe. We'll go.
Devontae. Like did we say Devontae?
Well, Devontae Adams, he's 5, but I kind of just like him. Big-ass hands.
Julio Jones?
Julio Jones is 4. Another guy just like that. Julio and who? We're lighting up the league.
Megatron.
Playing on a... Nope. That's too old, probably. Lighting up the league on a very bad team with J.J. Watt as his partner.
D-Hop.
D-Hop, baby. Number 2. Number 10 is going to be absolutely tough.
Is that my last one?
Yeah, this is the last one left. I think Saints, then Cowboys. Flies under the radar, but it's always posting up 1,000 yards.
Saints, then Cowboys.
Oh, maybe. You know what? I don't know if it's Saints. Saints, Texans, Cowboys? Maybe it's Texans? I honestly don't remember. That's saying a lot for me.
It's not Beasley, is it?
No. It's Brandon Cooks. I don't know if you'd ever get there. Maybe, but
I wouldn't. That makes sense.
I get him and Robert Woods Brandon always Cooks. Confused. Yeah, I get him and Woods confused. Brandon Cooks, yeah. Unlike their,
I think he was last in pattern. Dallas. Yeah,
right. I can't remember if he came from the Saints and then went to the Cowboys, or if it's Saints Texans. I can't remember all of it.
I don't remember either.
Let's go. I have all defensive stats, but maybe I save these top 10 quizzes on defense here. They're going to get tough. How about just last year's stats? Just who was good last year? Who had the most receiving yards by team? Just team. not players, but what team had the most receiving yards last year? And I only got top fives.
Dolphins.
I'll give you three guesses, wrong guesses, three X's. Dolphins are number two.
Rams?
No. I mean, that's actually not that bad of a guess. Forgot Nacua lit it up. I don't know if Stafford was healthy the full year.
No, he wasn't.
Wentz played it. Yeah. Three-year playoff teams.
This might... Would one of them be your Minnesota Vikings?
That is number one. We had the most receiving yards, so AKA the most passing yards last year.
So
nice guess. I thought you weren't going to get that one.
Playoff teams.
So the other three are playoff teams. That was the one non-playoff team on the list.
Detroit.
Detroit is four.
I'm going to say it just to say it, even though I don't think it's true, but Packers.
Nope. I think they were close. I think they were like sixth or seventh. Well, maybe they weren't that high. I don't remember. I don't remember Jordan Love's passing yards number. Bills are not on it either. The two remaining were Cowboys and Texans. Texans would have been tough. I think Cowboys were maybe gettable. Just because Dak had such a
stupid Cowboys would have been a good option.
Right.
I was thinking Tampa Bay, but yeah.
Right. Receiving touchdowns by team. And I will say there was a three-way tie for fourth, so there's six teams total.
Okay.
So it's going to be along the same lines.
We'll go with obviously. The Vikings.
Vikings are four.
Rams.
Rams are not on this one either.
Dolphins.
Dolphins are tied with the Vikings.
Dallas.
Dallas is one.
I guess you said this is over the last 5 years.
Just last year.
Oh, Texans.
No, Texans weren't passing touchdowns, but they were in yards, so kept getting tackled inside the five, I guess.
Niners?
Niners are two. That was a good pull. You guessed one for the last one. And actually, you said both these names for the last one. One was right, one was wrong.
Packers?
Packers are three. And then the team that you got right last time, at number four, they're tied for fourth this time. Same division.
Detroit.
Yep, Detroit. Detroit was six. Or tied with the Vikings and the Dolphins.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Rushing yards by team. I can just kind of read through it too. Just see what kind of maybe triggers you. I mean, what's your first guess, I guess? Who do you think had the most rushing yards? Because I'll just give you that one for free. Don't even think.
Derrick Henry.
Well, yeah. So, well, actually, they weren't on it because Derrick Henry wasn't good. But where does Derrick Henry play now?
Sorry, repeat the question. I think I misheard you.
Top five rushing yards by team last year. Team do you think ran the ball the most last year? Yeah, I knew you were going to say Ravens. But yeah, the Ravens were one last year. And then it's kind of a repeat of the same team.
Eagles.
They weren't on there either. It surprised me. I wonder if they just had short fields. They weren't in the passing yards. They weren't in the rushing yards, but they were good. I don't know. If their defense carried on that one, I don't know. I agree. Now, I wonder if they were sixth or seventh on all of them, maybe.
So, top running teams.
Right. It's honestly almost repeat the same teams that you had in the last one that you think fit. And then one new team, but they're good too.
Niners.
Niners are two.
Baltimore.
All playoff teams.
Detroit and Green Bay.
Green Bay isn't on there. Detroit's 3.
Dallas? That doesn't seem
right. No, Dallas wasn't on there. Dolphins are 4. They just had those great running games from Mostert and Muhammad. Right. And then Bills were 5, which, whatever.
I wouldn't have even guessed that one on.
Right. I wouldn't have either. And then rushing touchdowns by team. You want to say the guess that you had last time? That we're like, what the hell?
The Eagles.
But they were tied for 5th, so that is still surprising to me. But yes, they're on it. Eagles, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions, 49ers. Going inverse order, I guess. So it still surprised me the Eagles were that low. Yeah, I have defensive ones too. We don't have to go through all of them. Is there anything that you'd like to take a guess at, or we can save the defensive ones for later?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's save the defensive ones for another day. Okay. Just so we don't burn through everything. But yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, there's some surprising ones in there. The Mike Evans not making the last 3 years one blew my mind, because you're like, well, he's over 1,000 yards for the last 3 years. Almost thought he had to be on there, but
it's surprising.
I did write it down. He was 11th, so I mean, wasn't like he didn't go off. And I think Travis Kelce only had him by like 6 yards or something like that. Yeah, the Rodgers not being on there. Right. Rodgers not being on there. Surprise. Tom Brady still being on the list was a surprise for the last 5 years. And then how good Derek Carr and Jared Goff have been over the last 10 years. Or like how consistent. I mean, Derek Carr was number 3 in yards in the last 10 years. Goff was 9. And coming to 5 years ago, it's Goff at 2, Carr at 4. And then even in the last 3 years, it's Goff at 4 and Carr at 5. So it's consistently good numbers year in, year out, and not being hurt. So
Derek Carr will be one of those names that we all look back on and we're like, why did we hate on him so much?
Dude, I don't even get why he gets the hate. It wasn't like he was supposed to be the next dude. He was a second round pick. It wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, he played for such a bad team, too, with the Raiders. Then they kicked horrible him out teams. Because, right, I don't even know why they got rid of him, honestly.
Yeah,
and then now he's on New Orleans, and they don't even really have anybody outside of Olave. Sean Payton left them in purgatory and said, see you, bye.
I'm still surprised that Devontae is in Las Vegas.
I don't think they can get rid of him. It's just like, I don't think anybody is willing to deal with them. I think their owner kills that too. I think everyone's like, you know what? You deal with it. We'll get him when he's a free agent. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
Interesting. Because that was the main reason he went there, is to go play with Carr.
And right, then they got rid of Carr. Just stupid.
Like instantly.
1 year. Didn't even give it a full freaking year.
Yeah.
Mind blowing. Is that, yeah. If you ask him, I wonder if you catch him like 10 years after his career is over. You're like, if you could redo it, would you still go to Las Vegas? I think that there's no way in hell he says yes, right? He has to say, oh, I should have stayed in Green Bay. Has to, right?
Well, he was just on with, Max Crosby. I do watch some of those clips of his podcast. He talked about just Green Bay. He was like, it's not that I didn't like Love. He was like, it wasn't that I was thinking that he was bad. He was like, I just didn't necessarily see what I needed to see to stay. And then he was like, so I just decided to walk. And he also said, that going into Las Vegas, he was like, day one, it was more competitive in the building every day than it was ever in Green Bay.
Yeah, but looking at it, hindsight now, who has the better quarterback right now?
Yeah, and he obviously didn't say right. that.
Right.
He was like, yeah, that dude's balling. Like, he was like, I'm happy for him. And he was like, I'm never going to say I regret my decision because I don't. But he was like, yeah, definitely wouldn't have hurt, you know, to play with him.
Right.
So,
but he can't say, man, I wish I never came, as you're still on the team talking to the defensive leader. You know what I mean? Like, you got to catch him in 30 years when he's retired and just doing nothing. You're like, man, I should have never left. Especially if you guys go light it up. He's got to be sitting there like, son of a bitch, I should have never left. Like, look at last year. You guys didn't have that. You didn't have a number one receiver. If you had Devontae Adams last year, you win the division.
Yeah. If we win a Super Bowl in the next 3 to 5 years, I think he'll look back on it and be like, damn.
I fucked up. Yeah. You have to. Especially after you've had Jimmy Garoppolo, Aiden O'Connell, and Gardner Minshew throwing you the ball. You have to regret it.
I think the only reason he will ever say, like, damn, I wish I would have stayed, is if we win the Super Bowl. But if not, he'll just be like, no, because it's just the same thing that he was dealing with every year, going to the NFC Championship and getting dummied by the Niners. And then
that's fair, too.
You know,
that's fair. That's fair. I wonder if he also comes out and is like, man, I should have just stayed with Rodgers. I don't know. Maybe they didn't get along. Who knows? But
no, I think they got along pretty well. I just think that he was like, he knew that Rodgers wasn't going to be around long term, and he just, I think it was under the assumption that there was no way that the Raiders were going to get rid of Derek Carr, and man, was he wrong. So,
yeah, that's tough. It's tough to watch that too. It's just like, oh man. Go there to play with your buddy and absolutely get just kicked in the fucking nuts.
Yeah. I don't know. If I was him, I would do anything. I'm sorry. I keep yawning. I would do anything in my power to get out of there.
Man, I don't know how much dead cap they take on anymore. I'd have to look that up. But I think he just also only has a 1 year deal. Right, but I think he only has a 1 year deal, so it's like, I don't know.
Still,
I mean,
why would you waste a quality year that you still have?
Because I think he knows he can't make as much money as what he's making right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's getting paid whatever it is, right? I mean, it's tough to find a team, especially now after free agency's done, to take on that contract or a contract like it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you also know you're like, I got to make it through one more year. I mean, I will say Gardner Minshew is probably the best quarterback they've had since Derek Carr. He can at least throw a deep ball and is willing to throw the deep ball.
Yeah.
So
you never know.
Yeah. I mean, you only got 1 year, then you can go wherever you want instead of trying to find a team that wants to trade for you. So,
well, let's say it goes one more year. He plays all right. Well, he'll play to his standards. It's Devontae.
Right.
He's
right.
Damn good. Do you think he would even consider going back to Green Bay?
You know, with him, I always get it's about the money. It's not about kind of where he plays. I mean, because if it wasn't about the money, he would leave Vegas. He'd be making a bigger deal about it. But I think he cares more about the money. And I mean, that's even – look at how much they paid him when he went to – Vegas, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You'd have to consider it. I mean, especially if Green Bay is going to shell out money to you, I mean, why would you turn it down? I guess. I mean, how many other teams really have a better scenario to go to? Where you don't have a QB getting paid a crap ton, but they're good. You know what I mean? You're only really looking at the Texans. Honestly, the 49ers right now, but they're paying so much in other places that that's not a thing.
Yeah, or you could see him. I don't picture him being like, I'm going to go to the team that's going to get me a ring, but the Chiefs.
No, I, like I said, I he's all about the money to me. That's just what it is. Like you said, I don't think he cares about the ring as much as some other people do, which is fair. I mean, why would you? Why would you take a pay cut when you're playing out of your mind? Go get your money.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to come back and be good again. Depends what you want, right? Like, yeah, Devontae Adams signed a 5-year, $140 million contract with the Raiders in 2022. So I don't even think contract runs through 2027. What's crazy
is Green Bay supposedly Green Bay matched that or even did a little bit better.
Which surprises me because I don't know how the hell you guys had money at the time. Between Rodgers, Kenny Clark's contract just hitting, Jaihir's contract just hitting. Who else did you just pay to? Who's the linebacker that you had for like $10 million a year?
Wait, Bakhtiari's contract still.
Oh, Bakhtiari too. Who was the freaking linebacker though? Campbell?
Calais Campbell. Or not Calais Campbell. Devondre Campbell.
Devondre Campbell. I think you were paying him like $10 million too. I was like, how the hell did they offer this? Because Aaron Jones is making a good chunk in there too. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It runs through 2027, so we're off a couple of years. It's five. It was signed to five. Yeah, it was signed to 5 years in 2022. So he's under contract through 2027, averaging $28 million a year. Making him
there's no way he's going to make it to the end of that contract.
No, I think he's done after this year. I think that's when the guaranteed money kind of ran out type of thing. But it was the highest paid wide receiver at the time. That's what he got paid. I mean, 28 mil is still extreme.
I think it was like for like a couple of days. I think someone signed right after, but yeah.
I can't remember if D. Yeah, I don't remember. But 28 mil a year. That's still nuts. I mean, yeah, it's still crazy. Still insane. Holy crap. I didn't realize it was out to 2027.
Man.
Let's see.
Yeah, that'll guaranteed, be interesting. Because
his guaranteed money this year is 16. It's almost $17 million. That's why they're not going to let him go.
But at the same time, if you're going to fork out $17 million to a wide receiver, it might as well be him.
No, that's what it'd take to cut him or trade him. The Raiders would take a hit of 17 mil still.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And his guaranteed money is up after this year. So if you cut him, you can save a lot of money. His cap hit next year is holy crap. So I see what they did. They backloaded the hell out of it too. So he only made 12 mil. 12.2 his first year, 14.7 last year. This year he's making 25.3. The last 2 years of his contract is $44.1 million each year.
Oh,
so he's definitely getting cut at the end of the year. There's no way you bring Devontae Adams on for $44 million.
Paying quarterback money for a receiver.
Yeah, I was reading it because it goes cap hit number. It gives me a percentage, right? It goes, oh, he takes up 9.7% of the cap this year. I'm like, oh, that's a good chunk, you know? Then next year it says 17% of the cap.
Yeah, that's out of this world.
No guaranteed money. So he's getting cut. He's so getting cut.
That tells me that they had no plans to keep him long term.
No, it was a 3-year deal, really. That's wild. Holy crap. I'm surprised
he took that.
Yeah, same. I guess what did it say was the guaranteed? Fully guaranteed was only $22 million. Yeah, why the hell did he take it? It had to be just their car. I don't know.
Over $80 million of that contract.
Right. You lose the next 2 years. $88 million is gone. He only got paid under 25 plus 26 and then add another one in there. So whatever, you only made like 51 mil over 2 years or 3 years.
That doesn't even make sense.
What the hell?
That tells me that it's not about the money.
Right. I thought it was.
That tells me he just wanted to be in a place that may, hell,
he wanted to be with Carr.
Mike,
that's all it says.
Say then, if that's his viewpoint, but
fuck. Well, at this point, maybe his next contract, he's like, I need to make the money now.
Hell,
didn't I'll make the money before.
Christian Watson and a couple other players, the Raiders.
That's fucking nuts. Or some
draft picks, one of the two.
Holy crap. Now I want to see like another one of like guy that you're like, oh, what the hell? Well, who signed a long contract?
What in the world? That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't. I'm just so mind boggled.
So what was his total contract?
Let me skip ahead again. It signed. Where did it say the years? It was $140 million, 28 a year over 5 years.
He gave up like 63% of that contract.
Right. Unless there's something else we don't know. Obviously, there could be. Okay, let's see. Contract notes. Davante Adams signed a 5-year, $140 million contract with the Raiders March 18, 2022, following a trade from the Packers. Details come from a report from PFT. Adams received $22.75 million in fully guarantees and a total of $65.67 million in guarantees. So what does that mean? Not fully guaranteed? I'm missing something. You know what I mean? Adams received $19.25 million signing bonus. And his 2022 base salary is guaranteed if on the roster March, his 2023 and 2024 salaries, as well as his 2023 roster bonus worth $20 million will be guaranteed. Oh, so there's a lot of stipulations as long as he made it past 1 year that a lot of his next 2 years was guaranteed. So they couldn't just up and get rid of him. I don't know. I'm just trying to see if it says. Right. It shows fully earned is like $50 million right now. So maybe he can get up. Oh, 2024 shows, yeah, 67 mil. Is that what you came up with?
I took the $88 million number.
Gotcha.
His total 140.
Yeah, they must have guaranteed comeback out of it or something. But yeah, it showed by the end of next year or by the end of this upcoming season, he should have like $67.5 million, which is still under half of that contract.
Yeah. That's still crazy. $67 million out of the 140.
67 and a half. Yeah,
40,
just shy of
48%.
Just shy of it. Because I guess they just go based off of your base salary, which is 35 or whatever, 36 mil for the last 2 years. Not what the cap number is, if you know what I mean. Because they probably spreaded guaranteed money out. Wow. Wild. I want to like find another one that's just crazy like that, but I don't know who signed a crazy contract. Trying to think of anybody kind of older. Something
we can look into next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do that. I know it's running kind of long. Already had an hour and 43 minutes. Didn't think it was going to be that long of a podcast, but we'll dig into, hopefully the schedule releases, can dig into each kind of division's contract, or not contracts, long contract talk now. Each division's schedule, how we think it's going to play out, and then maybe we'll pick all the games, then break it down by division, and then kind of give you what our playoffs kind of look like by each of us and tell you what we kind of expect for the next upcoming season. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.